Well, if there's a bowl of fruit over on that table over there, and I went over there and got an orange, I said, do you want an orange? If it had oranges and apples, you'd say, no, give me
an apple.
And if somebody threw a rock and broke this window, and the police came and they started, they said, was it these boys? You say, no, it was
those boys, or, yeah, that's...
Well, and if you were pointing to a tree, like way off, you say, it's where?
Way down there, or down yonder.
And if you were trying to show me how to do something, you'd say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And when somebody speaks to you, you don't hear what he says, what do you say to him?
I beg your pardon.
Anything else?
Well, I might say, I didn't get that, or, you'll have to say that again.
And if a man has plenty of money, you know, he doesn't have anything to worry about, you know, you might say that, but you might say life is hard for a man
who doesn't have everything. Is that
right? If you say a man that's rich has it easy, but life's hard for a man
who doesn't have anything.
So he'd be a what kind of man?
Poor man.
So you said a man.
But life is hard for a poor man.
Or a man that. A man that.
Without means, or a man who doesn't have anything.
A man that's. Would you ever say that? Life's hard for a man that's.
Poor? Yeah.
So how would you say that? Life is hard for a man.
Well, if I said it, I guess that's what I'd say. Life's hard for a man who's poor.
And if we were standing out next to a lot of peach trees, I might come up to you and say, are these your peach trees? You say, no, he's the man
who owns them.
And what do you call a lot of trees like that together?
Orchard.
And if I was talking, I might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy
whose father was rich.
And when you, inside a cherry, what's the part you don't eat?
Pit.
And inside a peach?
Well, same thing, or it's peach stone. Peach stone. You might say a cherry stone too.
And, is there anything inside that?
They always told me if you broke open a peach pit or stone and ate that, you would die because it had, oh, some kind of poison in it. I forgot whether it had strychnine or
cyanide,
maybe so. I don't ever eat in the inside of any of those things.
Well, is there anything, is there something in there? Like, you know, you ever heard of that part called anything else?
Oh, no.
Well, what do you call the kind of peach, you know, that sticks right to the stone?
Clean peach.
And if it breaks away easily, and the center falls out, you say it was what kind? What's the
opposite? I'd say it was, my gosh, the opposite of clean. I don't know. It seems like we just buy clean peaches around here, but that's probably not true.
You buy clean, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever just like broken a peach open and the seed falls right out?
I don't think so.
You ever seen a peach like that?
I don't remember that I have. It's always kind of grown to it in there that I know about.